expected restoration.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. We welcome you to another exciting edition of Radio Biafra Address. From here, our offices and studios in London, on this very day, Saturday, the second day of February, in the year of the Most High Elohim, 2019, with the time now standing at precisely 4:15 the hour of 5 p.m. here, the same number of minutes past the top of the hour in Biafra land, and wherever you are domiciled around the world, I do welcome you, and I thank each and every one of you for joining us. If this is your very first time, please allow me to suggest that you also inform those around you. Tell them that this is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. We are doing all we can and we shall continue to do so. Everything within our might and our power to ensure the absolute and unadulterated restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra without any equivocation, without any prevarication. We are not retreating, we are not surrendering, regardless of the challenges that we face, regardless of the treachery and the sabotage. Our mission is noble, our journey divine. Until Biafra is restored, everything else is meaningless. Therefore, you must join me this evening to tell those who are around you that the 16th of February is a date that will go down in history. A day that our fortitude will put to the test. A day that our resolve will be tested by our enemies, both without and within. But I am absolutely confident, supremely assured, that we shall triumph. We shall sit at home and Biafra shall come. I welcome you once again. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. And by the grace of the Most High Chukwukika Biama Purimi Hyanin, I shall continue to serve the wonderful people of Biafra all the days of my life. We must proceed this evening. Our deputy is here with me, but very shortly he will be joining us. But before then, we must pray. We must call upon the Most High Elohim. We must call upon Chukwukika Biama to take charge of these very proceedings, because without him we are nothing. There ought to be confirmation from far and wide. All our systems should be ready to go in Biafra land. You know how to receive Radio Biafra. Go to www.radiobiafra.co. I repeat, www.radiobiafra.co. You can also get us via Facebook. We are streaming on all sorts of platforms. All you need to do is to inquire. Once you do so, you will and should be able to join us. We must pray before we proceed, because, as I said earlier, it is the right thing to do. We must give praise to Elohim. We must thank Chukwukika Biama. I'm inspired this very evening by the preaching that somebody did earlier this morning on social media about what happened when the chosen ones of Israel were about to leave the land of Egypt. Because there are many detractors, there are many slave merchants, there are those who do not wish us to be free, there are those working with the enemies to subvert the will of Chukwukika Biama upon our lives. We cannot allow them to succeed because they are from darkness. We represent the light because we are the children of light. We have come that this very truth may be spoken. We have come that it can and must be spoken. We must pray.
It is not unto us. Elohim Chukwokika Biama. But unto thee, unto thy name do we give glory this very day, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake.
N'ihi na ụmụ mmadụ na-ajụ anya esi oge ọbụla na-asị anya ọbụ ebe ka Chineke ha nọ.
They ask us, where is Chukwu Okike Abiyama that we call upon all the time? Why are terrible things happening to the children of the Most High? Why have they brought evil upon the land of Biafra? All these nations are asking us these questions, saying they are subjugating us, they have enslaved us. Who is going to save us? But the God that we worship, Elohim Adonai El Shaddai, Chineke Nanke Binimigwe, He is in the heavens. He does as He pleases. Because they worship flesh, they worship idol, they worship things born of a woman. Their idols are made of silver and gold and of ceramic works. They are the works of the hands of men. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they hear not. They have noses, but they cannot breathe. Because they make them like unto those that created them. Men trust in idols, but this very house of Biafra, trust in the Most High Elohim. He is our help and our shield. This very house of Eri, this very house of Manasseh and Ephraim, for we trust in the Most High, for He is our help and our Redeemer. For we fear the Lord because we trust in Him. He is our help and our shield. We do not trust in any man. We do not trust in any electoral process. We do not believe that there is anything any man can do for us. It's only Elohim that we are mindful of that will bless us. He will bless this house of Biafra. Only Him will bless the house of Israel. For He will bless those of us who fear Him, both small and great. The Lord shall increase us abundantly beyond the wildest of our dreams, and also shall our children and their children's children. For we are blessed of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. The heavens will testify that we belong to Chukwu Okike Abiyama. And this very earth, the land of Biafra, that sacred land for the inheritance of those that believe in Him. The dead shall praise not the Elohim, neither any that go down in silence. If you allow our enemies to overwhelm us, if you allow them to arrest and to kill, to torture, to pillage and to decimate, who is going to worship your holy name in the land of Biafra? For we must praise thee eternally, for we must worship thee on the evening of this very holy Shabbat that you have made, that your name may be exalted and praised, adored and worshipped, now and forevermore, we pray. He say. I welcome those of you joining us for the very first time. This is Radio Biafra, listened to across the entire 24 time zones of this very world. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. I believe round about this very time, in the blessed land of Biafra, traffic is at a standstill. There is little or no vehicular or human movement. Everybody is listening rapturously to their device, be it on any of the social media platforms where we are simulcasting, or via Radio Biafra 102.1 CHK, of course, across the entirety of Biafra land. I welcome you this evening to this, my very first address from London, where you all know I left nearly 4 years ago
to return to the Holy Land of Biafra when I was unceremoniously and illegally arrested and incarcerated. Released, I hasten to add, not convicted of any crime, because we did nothing wrong. Since then, we have been suffering. Our enemies have been gathering in their strength and in their numbers. They have recruited many of you who are of feeble mind and of very weak faith. Some of you into politics, have they easily overwhelmed with their flimsy logic and vacuous interpretation of what freedom is all about. But here, we are unmistakable in our pursuit. We know what we want. We are pursuing it, and Biafra is going to come, because there is nothing anybody can do about it. I will not give you my usual address. I will classify this as a very necessary lecture that those who before now have been entertaining double minds, those who before now do not quite appreciate what boycott means, those who before now cannot see the essence and the importance of what we are doing, this very program is dedicated to you all, that we may explain in greater detail why boycott is absolutely necessary for us to accomplish what we are looking for. I don't like fair weather friends. When we started on this very important journey to restore Biafra, it was made abundantly clear that the road will be very rough, very bumpy, and very difficult, but we are going to stay the course. As you all know, some has fallen by the wayside. They cannot handle it. They fell from grace. Has it stopped us? The answer is no. We continue to march relentlessly and resolutely towards the liberation of the Holy Land of Biafra. We must remain faithful. No matter what happens, we must be on the right track. We don't change with the gale of the wind. We don't change direction. We are as constant as the northern star. We do not alter course. Neither I nor IPOB invented the notion of boycott of elections as a tool of civil disobedience. Boycotting of elections is as old as any civilization that is built on institutional injustice everywhere in the world, including this hallowed land of Britain. As I don't fail to remind you all the time, England, in my opinion, remains the most civilized piece of territory in the whole earth. I make no apologies about it. Even here in England, at one point in their history, there was a revolution. In the United States of America, there was a revolution. In France, there was a revolution. In Russia, there was a revolution. Right across the length and breadth of civilized nations of the world, at one point or the other, they have experienced popular uprising. Even Arab nations, to a limited extent, the same cannot be said of Black Africa. Therefore, when you think about Biafra, I want you to contextualize the magnitude of what we are trying to accomplish. What we are doing hasn't been done anywhere in Africa before. That is why I keep saying, before us, there was none like us. Even now we are here. They try to imitate, they try to copy, they cannot be like us. And after we are gone, some of you will pray we had lived forever. Because we are bringing light where once there was darkness. People are blind. Blinded by ignorance and held captive by hunger, savagery and poverty. I did not invent boycott of elections. Awolowo boycotted elections. Mazumbono Ojike advocated for boycott of all boycottables. Therefore, we are not alone in this, but we must remain very, very strong and resolute. As long as there is injustice within the land, we will boycott elections. Understand this very clearly. Our conditions are very clear. If you want us to participate in any elections in the zoo called Nigeria, the damnable zoological republic, as they have proven time and time again, that even a zoo is a better place than Nigeria, they know what to do. And until they do that, we must remain very strong and focused. Very, very determined, strong and focused. People fall by the wayside. That is the hallmark of black African people. They are not strong enough mentally. They are not strong. Why do you think only blacks, we are considered foolish enough to be converted into domestic animals all over the world as slaves? Because we do not hold on tenaciously to anything that we believe in. We must remain strong. Even if IPOB ends up with only 100 men, which I'm looking for, Biafra must be restored. That is your business. We know where we stand. We don't alter course. We do not change. Our enemies, they know what to do. Therefore, this evening and always, we should all remain determined in our resolve not to participate in election in the zoo that would further entrench the system of impoverishment and the quantum, I would say, institutional injustices levied against Biafrans in the geographical damnation called Nigeria. Do you know how many people are dying at Obinze prisons every blessed day? Do you know how many roadblocks there are? Do you know there are kidnappings going on, unreported, by the Nigerian army and DSS all over Biafra land? Do you know that the primary concern of the Fulani slaves, the Quislings that call themselves your leaders in Abuja and in Lagos, they live in Abuja and they live in Lagos. Do you know what their primary concern is? Is who will make their children ministers. That is their concern. They can come and kill each and every one of us. They don't give a damn. If we don't care about our survival and that of our unborn children, then we are finished as a race. Everybody you see, from Ohanaeze to your governors, the people you have today parading themselves as one leader or the other are errand boys from the Fulani. It is very clear for all of you to see. You saw the disgraceful behavior of Umahi. You saw the disgraceful behavior of Okezie Ikpeazu. When Jibril came, this is Jibril, somebody from Sudan, not even a Nigerian. You saw the way they were behaving. You all saw it. Nobody talks about endorsing their own children. They're always busy endorsing outsiders. That is to tell you that they are cursed. And if you allow that curse to afflict you, then that is your business. The same nonsense we're experiencing today, our fathers encountered during the time of Nnamdi Azikiwe, if you have forgotten. Some of you may have forgotten. Ask your father and your grandfathers, please, if you may, or your uncles, or your aunts, to tell you the same thing happening now. Go out and vote. Go out and vote. Nnamdi Azikiwe did the same thing. Go out and vote for NCNC. It shall be well. We are in Kano. We are in Jos. We are in Maiduguri. We are in Sokoto. We have businesses. We are in Lagos. The same rubbish. For how many years has there been any improvement in our lives? The answer is no. We have lost nearly 5 million people and counting till this very day. Nobody gives a damn about us. If we don't care about ourselves, nobody's going to care about us. It's as simple as that. To vote in the zoo is to endorse the fraudulent 1999 constitution. Most of you don't understand the logic behind this election boycott, for the simple reason that some of you have been denied the privilege of studying history in your schools. You don't understand what happens to a race that keeps repeating the mistakes of the past. The same thing is about to happen to us if we don't take time and correct it now. Nnamdi Azikiwe is no longer with us. Dr. Azikiwe, he's passed on. He fought very vigorously for One Nigeria. Where are we today? Dr. Alex Ekweme served One Nigeria very, very well. For some of you who do not know, or some of you shouting, articulate up and down the place, some of you do not quite understand that the person responsible for the failure of Ekweme in Jos in 1999 PDP convention that Ekweme himself actually founded was Atiku. Some of you don't know this. Some of you sometimes also argue very foolishly that a boycott of elections means a vote for the Sudanese, the Miyeti Ala Fulani Headsmen Party, that is APC. How mistaken you are. If we all boycott these very elections, do you know there are international observers coming? Confirmed. Do you know what their report will say when the world will ask them, EU for instance, and United States of America? They will tell them that we went to observe a presidential election in Nigeria, but apparently those of them in the East did not vote. The reason why they did not vote was because they wanted or they asked to be given their own separate homeland. Because that very day, incidentally, is also our referendum. I want our people to consider the long term, not the short term. To try to foresee what will become of us in the future, should we continue in the damnation that is One Nigeria. These are the only things I'm asking you to consider this very evening. Therefore, this same fraudulent 1999 constitution that Bola Ahmed Tinubu rejected initially, that many other people, including Wole Soyinka, everybody in unison, the entire NADECO structure, decided to reject the Abdul Salami Abubakar Sharia 1999 constitution. The same thing happening now was what happened then. Some people got up, some politicians said, oh, don't worry, when we get in, we'll change it. Oh, don't worry, just vote first. Let's get rid of the military first. That was what they said. Have you forgotten? Let's get rid of the, oh no, when the civilians come in, they will try and fix it. Have they fixed it? The answer is no. That same satanic constitution is what is guiding everybody till today. It has now become the norm. It has now become their own Quran and their own Bible. Nobody is talking about changing it anymore. Whereas, had NADECO in 1999 said no to that constitution, they would have maybe perhaps waited another year or two to get a proper constitution that reflects the complexities and the aspirations of your average Nigerian. Jibril, I'm putting Atiku and Obi, things will be better. It won't be any better. Some of you have forgotten that not too long ago, a man named Belechukwu Azikiwe was there as the president. Not even Second Niger Bridge was built. I don't know where your senses have gone to. Some of you don't even reason more than a week back. I am asking you to cast your minds back. Go and do your research about 1999 and what became of the opposition to the 1999 constitution by NADECO. It fizzled off. It went away. Typical black African people. Nobody sits down to consider the consequences of their immediate action or how it might impact the people tomorrow or next week or next month or next year or the years ahead to come. If anybody said to Nnamdi Azikiwe that when he was prancing all over the place talking about one Africa, one Nigeria, that would have meant enslaving his own people in perpetuity, he won't believe it.
But look at us today. But when Zeke was running all over the place and other people talking about one Nigeria, let's build it, let's make Nigeria beautiful as the giant of Africa, he did not know that contained within his own speech was a death sentence for his people. Let's leave them to go. Let Obi to be go. Let Atiku go. It sounds so sweet. But in reality and in practical terms, you and I know that the Fulani cabal will not allow any meaningful devolution of power in Nigeria. You know that and I know that. None of you is talking about stopping the millions of Alamajiri flooding in from Niger Republic, which they have just confirmed the other day, by the way. All you want to do is to vote. But when you go and finish voting and they write 15 million votes for Jibril from Kano and Katsina alone, what are you going to do? You will go to court. Oh, but don't forget, they have removed the very neutral Onogen and put in a Sharia judge. They appoint the tribunal chairman. They do whatever they like. I seriously don't see how we could possibly overcome them at the polls. It is not just possible. But let's continue. Everybody knows that the 1999 constitution is skewed in favor of the caliphate and against Biafrans and the other indigenous communities in Nigeria, especially the south of the Benue River. Everybody knows that. But the question is, what are you doing to reverse that very trend? What are you doing to stop that from happening in the future? The answer is nothing. By voting, all you're trying to do is to perpetuate the injustices and the misery against our people contained in the 1999 constitution. Because if you want to amend it, they'll say, no, it's a no-go area. They have inbuilt majority. So you can never change anything. Forget all the nonsense about who restructure, who devolve power. It's rubbish. They cannot do it. Fulani will say no. And what are you going to do? Nothing. They removed Onogen. What did you do? Nothing. They removed our brother from Bayelsa, who was appointed, who incidentally, Subanjo appointed as the DSS Director General. What happened? Nothing. They came to our town at war and massacred us. What happened? Nothing. Ezu River is still there. It's not been revisited. Anywhere we go to, they kill us. They say, oh, don't worry, we'll set up an inquiry, panel of inquiry. Nothing comes of it. Nothing ever comes of it. If some of you don't reason all these events through, I do. It tells me one thing, that the way we reason as black people is fundamentally flawed. The only thing we see in front of us is this very shiny gold. Let's go and vote. I know some of you will sell your PVCs for maybe 5 or 10,000 naira, depending on where you are. And then the next day, you will have the temerity to come out, stand up and complain about bad roads, no schools, you're suffering, the price of everything is going up. But you don't know that you are directly contributing to your own suffering by going out to vote in an election where the outcome is already determined. Heads or tails, Fulani will win. Or you can't see it. You are too blind. Rather than asking us to go and vote out Jibril at the ballot box, why don't you try something that every nation have tried in the world and has worked for them, which is a popular revolution? Say no to them. We've had enough. Enough is enough. Believe you me, things will change overnight. The problem there is the constitution. Forget all the nonsense. Oh, you elect senators and rubbish. Tell me the senator that will stand up and make any radical proposals. They will simply tell the IG, you've seen what's the name of that guy from Kogi? They've been dragging all over the place. Dino Malai. There is no immunity even for the senators. So if they're asking you to go to the Senate and make your points known, as if they're foolish. Once you make your points known, they open up a corruption inquiry against you. They ask you to go to CCT to declare your assets. And then from there, they invite the IG of police to be chasing you all over the place. And yours is finished. I keep asking myself, why is it that black people can never reason?
When I say this, people in America, they complain. They say, oh, the world is listening. Don't disparage black people. Don't castigate them. But I'm only telling you the truth. Why is it that we cannot? After all, there is no civilized black country anywhere in the world. That is the truth. There is no civilized black country anywhere on this planet. Even in South Africa, that whites built, we are running it down, aren't we? That's all we are good at doing. Running things down. We never think critically and properly. It's only about the need of the stomach today. I have said to those pressuring me to call off this very boycott that you know what to do. Sign that document for me. They all have it. Sign it for me, then I'll call it off. And they know what the document contains. The 1999 Constitution is the problem. How you get rid of it is to revolt against the Constitution. Don't revolt against an individual. It's against the institution itself. That institution is the 1999 Constitution. Do away with it and your lives will be a lot more better. Can you see the effrontery in APC promising Yoruba people the presidency in 2023? They have excluded other people. Other ethnicities don't matter anymore. It's only about the alliance between the Yoruba Muslim and the core Arewa Caliphate. That's all that matters. After all, the Yoruba Muslims control the Yoruba media. The Arewa North, they control the levers of power. So that's it. All we need to do, those of us from Biafra, is to keep begging. Oh, allow us in. Make us VP. Why don't you give us IG of police? Oh, if that wouldn't work, give us AIG instead. Begging like a bunch of fools. Sit at home on the 16th of February and you see that things will change for the better. Forget all the doomsday predictions. They will do this never. The world will know we are united in pursuit of one simple goal. The emancipation of the land of Biafra. No part of Africa is free. Biafra will represent the beginning of hope for the entirety of black man all over the world. Not just in Africa, but all over the world. And they know this. They know this very, very well. The fraudulent constitution of the zoo, which some of you that are asking you to go and vote for. Oh, forget everything. We must get... Who told you you're getting rid of anything? Oh, you got rid of Abdul Salami Abubakar in 1999. Did anything change? The answer is no. It's gotten worse. You ended up electing a man who was not only sickly, but was unqualified for the position. A man who actually overthrew a democratically elected government. Some idiots talk about anti-corruption fight as if it is a fight for the military. As if only one person can do it. Once you structure your laws to eliminate corruption, there will be no corruption. If you make a law saying that no president should have access to the national reserves, you stop the looting of the treasury. They won't go there. If you say no permanent secretary should have access to the accounts of the state, nobody will go there. We're in the UK. I'm in the UK right now. So you're telling me that Theresa May can call up the governor of the Bank of England and tell him, oh, I want a few gold bars, bring it to Downing Street, and they will do it. She won't even try it. She'll go to jail. But you people... You elect somebody who is a stark illiterate, now replaced by an impostor from Sudan. And you gave him all these powers. When they came after me, you said nothing. Now they're coming after you, one after the other. So your common sense never told you that when they go after people you think are your enemies, you must also defend them. Because you don't know if they're going to come after you. Is that not common sense? So why do you think that white people don't like injustice? Because they know if they allow this injustice to continue, one day it will affect them as well. But a black person never reasons that way. We've spent years and years and years abroad studying, but we ended up learning nothing. I love you all. That's why I'm telling you this evening. Sometimes I speak and people think I hate. I don't hate you, no. I'm just telling you the truth. The fraudulent constitution is the precursor to the fraudulent elections that will take place on February 16th. That day is our referendum day. We are boycotting it. If you want the constitution to fall, then you must stand on the side of freedom. Do not vote. Because what you're voting for will suppress your freedom. It will not promote your progress. It will only retard it. And this same constitution you're voting for on the 16th is the source of much unhappiness in the land. It is time for our people to learn from the experiences of those amongst us who have slaved for the zoo, especially in the present government. Participating in the previous elections have not benefited us. So what makes you think that this very one on February 16th will? Can't you see how trapped and unhappy Amechi is? Remember Chinika Amechi? They have spent reverse money electing a dictator. How about Obonayon? Do you hear about him anymore? How about Onogen? How about Emefele? How about Kachiku? That changed his Igbo name. Onye Kachiku to Kachichuku to Kachiku. So they can give him appointment in NMPC because of money. You deny your heritage. You deny where you come from. You deny your people. And you're walking about claiming you're educated and you're an intellectual. How shameful and how sad. Look at all of them. Look at all of these very people. And tell me if any of them is happy. And the answer is no. Look in a system that continues to reel out injustices and humiliation to their own people while they feel powerless to even speak out against it. They say they are leaders. Oh, we Igbo leaders. And we ask them, where were you during the Mpo massacre? Where were you during the National High School massacre in Aba that OKC was supervised? Or when they invaded my house and killed 28 of my men? Where were all of you? Do you know the meaning of a leader? Do you know what it means? Is IPOB armed? Do we have guns? Do we have weapons? Have we killed anyone? The answer is no. It's just random of some, to tell you how crazy Nigeria is and Nigerians, and why I keep saying all the time that that the way that we blacks reason makes me wonder, sincerely speaking, if it was actually God in heaven that made other people that created us. And I'll tell you why. Go to Google and you'll find out that hunters in Borno State have been recruited to fight Boko Haram. Hunters. To fight Boko Haram, an armed terror insurgency group. The terrorist group. Whereas in Biafra land where there is no war, battalion upon battalion are being deployed on the streets to kidnap and to kill people. If you go to whoever is in charge of Obi Nze barracks in Owerri, they arrested somebody in Aba and took him there. He was there from Monday to Wednesday of this very week. He said within that period, 12 people died in their custody. They just see you on the street and they kidnap you. And they take you to Obinze. And they leave you there to die. Some, they stop at their useless checkpoints. That is the country you want to go and vote again in. Ask yourself, 1999 there was voting. What happened? 2003, if I'm not mistaken, there was vote again. What happened? 2007, I think it was. What happened? 2011, what happened? You've been voting all this while, seemingly good people. By this time, 4 years ago, it was get rid of Jonathan, there's corruption, people deceiving people. What happened? Now you've come again with your articulate. The same rubbish. The same nonsense. The problem that we have is that we don't interrogate the source of the problem. Question the source of the problem and you cure it. You will cure it. Both the constitution of the zoo and the institutions must fall on the 16th because they suppress our people. It is the source of much unhappiness. This very election will once again give you an executive president in maybe Jibril from Sudan or Atiku, who will simply do as he wishes because the constitution has given his part of Nigeria the absolute majority of states, local governments, senators, House of Reps members, and the leave and license to come to your land and appropriate all our resources as they bloody well wish. Is this what you want for yourself and your children? Your future, your children's future is at stake. If this is not what you want, then don't vote. Sit at home and your vote will be counted as a referendum rather than as acquiescence to self-injustice. It was once said that nobody can discriminate against you without your consent. It is as simple as that. If you allow discrimination, it will continue unless you rise up and you fight it. In apartheid South Africa, the effectiveness of boycott found eloquent expression in June 16, 1976, youth uprising in Soweto. But in the zoo, the youth are the ones taking selfies with those, impoverishing them. How sad indeed. I published it. And in one of my accounts, Facebook banned me. I know it's Yorubas working for Facebook, that it went against their community standard. Remind useless Nigerian youths that in 1976, June 16th, there was an uprising in Soweto by the youths. But in the zoo, the youths are all over the place messing themselves up. Very, very sad indeed. The youths of Soweto extended the boycott of schools in South Africa to the boycott of elections. Before then, they had been applying soft resistance in their demand to be taught in their mother tongue. But all their efforts fell on deaf ears. It was only after June 16, 1976, Soweto uprising, that the world joined them in their demands, and the rest is now history. So if you join us in making sure that we boycott elections on the 16th, the world will now know that we are serious. You know, they accused me and, of course, the wider IPOB family that the reason why we are agitating for Biafra is because Jonathan lost elections. So what better way to prove to them that that is all rubbish? Because P2B is the vice. So how are we going to stop now? We cannot stop now for the very simple reason that we are not doing this for any human being. We are doing it for posterity. We are not even doing it for ourselves. We are doing it for our children yet unborn. If you want to be free, then you must sit at home on the 16th of February. Going out to vote means validating, or should I say revalidating, your slave status for the next 4 years. I told you 4 years ago that you will all regret voting. We canvassed for boycott 4 years ago, and we are boycotting for it today. We are canvassing for another boycott this very year because we are consistent. We don't change. The only way they can get us to change is to accede to our demands. And they're very simple. Very, very. So rather than coming to me asking me to lift the ban on boycott of elections, ask your masters, your Fulani masters, to meet my demands. It's as simple as that. Apartheid became history, and Nelson Mandela's 27-year incarceration achieved nothing for the oppressors. The same way that my imprisonment, the killing of Biafrans all over the place, will not give them the one Nigeria they so imagine all over the zoo, all over the Sahel. And as I was saying to some people today, Nigeria, they can age Onyisi Sotranoko for the Fulanis. There is no country in the world ruled by Fulanis, only in the zoo, because Nigerians are foolish by nature. And because of the Yoruba man's fear and irrational hatred for the Igbo man. So it is far more better. A Yoruba man doesn't mind if he's being badly treated by a Fulani man, as long as an Igbo man is beneath him. So it doesn't really matter. So for the Yorubas, their main concern is to make sure that no Igbo man ever rises. And they have done a very clever job at that. Very clever job. Because what they do now is they come to our land and they select idiots for us. Umuokoko, train them through school, give them positions of power and influence, and then unleash them on us to be answering elites, intelligentsia, and leader. Meanwhile, even in Lagos, bring Abuja. How many Yoruba elite and intelligentsia live in nowhere? Or in Enugu? How many Arewa intelligentsia live in Igwacha? You see how foolish we are. We think we are sensible, but in actual fact, we know nothing. Time and again, boycott historically has proven to be a necessary tool of both active and passive resistance. I need not mention other nations which in the recent past has applied boycott as a means of expressing and achieving their demands for freedom. In my previous broadcast, I had mentioned some of those nations, but I will not bother you with it this evening. But all I have to say is that in all these nations, the result is very clear for all to see. In the end, victory was achieved, and it's going to happen in the case of Biafra. I have no doubt about that. I know some of us have trader mentality. Once you trade, you want your profit immediately. It has to be instant. If it is not there, then you give up. We have seen some of those in IPOB. They come and they go. Do we slacken our effort? The answer is no. We continue relentlessly to march towards our freedom. Some that never knew that by nature they are traitors and saboteurs, they came to IPOB, they found out that by nature that they are evil people. We expelled some of them, and some of them left out of their own volition because they know that where we are, we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. Nigeria's experience with election boycott in 1964 tells the same story, but they have banned history in your schools and thus won't teach you that in schools. Awolowo called for boycott of elections. Yoruba people were talking nonsense on Facebook. Just like some Yorubas we are saying, oh, Nnamdi Kanu, he ran to Israel. And do you know the funniest thing? That Wole Soyinka was also in Israel when Abacha was pursuing him. They never came to his house, but he ended up in Israel. But because Yorubas control the media, they use, you know, that the sometimes our people, especially Ndiamunu Uzije, Ndiamunu Lagos and Abuja, they're one of the most useless set of people in the whole world. Because they always want to please Tunde, their friend. They want to be seen as belonging. So the only way they can be seen as belonging is to castigate their own people, to run their own people down, so they can find acceptability within their peers among the Yoruba flock. Or the Fulani flock, so to speak. Referendum is called a place beside. It is nothing new in the zoo. Some of you may be very shocked to know this. Do you know that Atiku Abubakar is from Cameroon? His area of Adamawa used to be in the Cameroon, and out of place beside, they joined them to the zoo called Nigeria. Are you aware of that? No, you don't know. But now I'm telling you. They used to be part of Cameroon. They had a place beside. They had the common sense to join the zoo, Nigeria. Whereas our own cousins, you know how sensible we are. We Biafrans, we are so smart. At the end of the day, look at Ambazonia. They opted out. They said, no, we want to be part of Cameroon. You know that thing, you know, it's autonomy. They want to be autonomous from their own kith and kin. Today, they're being slaughtered like cattle all over the place in Ambazonia. But the same place beside was held in Adamawa. Atiku Abubakar and his people chose to be Nigerians and not Cameroonians. Do you see how the wheel turns? So there's been referendum before and place beside. That was even how the Middle Belt, the Midwest was formed. Some of you that know Midwest, the Midwest region in those days. We must also realize at this point in our struggle that what this boycott essentially represents. Mobilization in all sections and within all nationalities in Biafra must be seen as a major part of our project. And this should involve also our professional groups, the academia, and our general populace. Our boycott of the presidential election is an indirect referendum and therefore should be considered a major assignment between now and the 9th of 16th of February 2019. Nothing can be more powerful than the human spirit, especially when they all come together as one and in pursuit of the same goals and ideals. We as a people have the right and the duty to make these sacrifices, both moral and religious, not just for our own preservation in our time, but for the preservation of those who are unborn. That we are standing under a shade today means that somebody must have planted that tree very many years ago, or that nature decreed that it must be there. That is why we must continue relentlessly to ensure that the boycott is total and complete if you want the evil happening in the zoo to stop. Some of you don't know this, but I will tell you. Do you know that when DSS in Nigeria arrests anybody, they come to your house, they steal your private personal properties, even that belonging to your wife and your children, they take it to DSS headquarters in Abuja and they share it amongst themselves. They come to your house to arrest you for something and they carry your cars. They take your cars and they share it amongst themselves. Do you know that? That is the same country you want to go out. And I know that some people will say, oh, why didn't you go out and vote for Atiku? He will change all of that. But you said the same thing, exactly the same thing about Jibril. Now Jibril, but then it was Buhari before his death. You have said the same nonsense about every incoming president till this very day. Nothing ever changes. So that is why sometimes I wonder if we black people are cursed. I don't know. If you take the recent experience of Justice Onoghen and others before him, you will understand that what is unfolding before us today is a grand agenda that is at least 200 years old. It is the grand design of the caliphate founders, going all the way back to Othman Donfodio. It is a grand design that the gallant heroes of the January 15, 1966 revolutionaries tried to stop, but most people misunderstood them. It is a grand design that has been at the center of the trouble with the zoo called Nigeria. This is the grand design that confronts us all today as Biafrans. This is the grand design that must be defeated for the black man everywhere on this planet to finally be free, because it is true that in black Africa, or should I say that in Biafra, Africa died. And Africa can only rise up with Biafra. Even our enemies know this. I've been asking everybody all the time, do you know about any Fulani inventor that invented anything? The answer is no. How about a Fulani scientist? The answer is no. Is there any eminent Fulani scholar in secular studies, not in Arabic studies? The answer is no. Then I keep asking myself, why all this stampede all the time to elect a Fulani man when they have contributed absolutely zero to the advancement of the zoo called Nigeria? Only in Biafra will Africa resurrect. Of course, by the grace and the power of Chukwuka Abiyama Purumi Henin. Which I ended in a video. We are not on video. And make clear my ban as I come my video. This is Radio Biafra. You know, we are slightly unorthodox. We do things differently from other people. We are coming to you live and direct on this second day of February in the year of the Most High Elohim 2019. The time now is 8 minutes past the hour of 6 p.m. here in the evening in London at our studios. My first broadcast for nearly 4 years from this very place. It is no secret that Jibril, whom some of you idiotically call Buhari, is the arrowhead of the unfolding grand design of the Fulani to dominate the whole of the Sahel region. If anyone is still in doubt as to this design, the recent rally in Kano by Jibril. This rally attracted two serving Fulani governors from Niger Republic. Their attendance should send a very clear message to you. I also saw very early this morning Nuhu Ribadu trying to defend what is in essence indefensible, saying that people from the Sahel can come to the north without passport, without visa. They can do as they please. Essentially, most of them have houses in Niamey, which is the capital of Niger Republic, because that's where some of them come from. It has never been about Nigeria, but it is always about what is best for the Fulani from the beginning. Nnamdi Azikiwe never saw this. Mazen Bono Ujike saw it and warned him, but he refused. You know, he's an intellectual. was an Igbo man, an intellectual, and he wanted to build this utopian Nigeria where there will be love, peace, and progress, but it is practically impossible. You can't have love, peace, and progress with people who do not understand the meaning of it. What are the implications of the activities of Jibril for the sovereignty of the zoo called Nigeria? We all know that Yoruba land, as we know it, extends into Dahomey in the present-day Benin Republic, and even to parts of Togo, where, incidentally, they speak Yoruba as a language. Can anyone imagine the angst that would have accompanied the alliance of mainstream Yoruba politicians with their counterparts in Benin Republic and Togo? All hell would have broken loose everywhere. Fulani would have complained from now to high heavens. Ironically, the Yoruba media is once again shamefully silent in their support and their quiescence to this very charade and breach of the supposed sovereignty of the zoo we call Nigeria. Fulani people are allowed to get away with all manner of excuses, all manner of nonsense, because they are in a position to subdue everybody they call a Nigerian. They occupy all sensitive positions. Nobody is complaining. They have taken nepotism to a new level. Nobody is complaining. Everything they dominate and they control, nobody is complaining. And all the Yoruba does is to say, as long as you give us the presidency in 2023, you can kill, you can loot, you can pillage. There is no problem. Fulani are being allowed to get away with these excesses because they have subdued everybody. Nigeria has effectively become a Fulani caliphate before our own very eyes. The undue influence of Yoruba Muslims in the affairs of Yoruba land will mark the end of them as a great race. I've said this, but I'll keep saying it. The Yorubas, their punishment will come last, and it will be even far more devastating than that witnessed by any other ethnicity. They should mark my words. The Yorubas have not learned from history. They are Fonja, and Janta Alimi saga is still there. The Abiola humiliation is still there. Ironically, most people hardly learn from any of these past histories, even though we all know that history could easily repeat itself. We know that what the Fulani want, as they have been commanded, is to dip their Quran into the sea, and with the help of Biafran politicians, they are on their way to achieving that. They will plunder our resources like an invading force while enslaving everyone with the help of those that you call your leaders, you know, Haneze and your governors, which incidentally they all planted themselves. Having overpowered most of Nigeria and brought them to their heels, Biafra land is the final target they have set their sights on as the only subsisting obstacle to their grand design. They are therefore converging on Biafra land like vultures. The vast hydrocarbon deposits in Biafra land, which is oil and gas for us, is seen by them as their gift from their great grandfather Othman Domfodio and their god. Luckily for them, the so-called South-South political leaders are so naive that their impotency and misguided antagonism towards the Igbo has paved the way for complete caliphate domination of the Belt of Biafra. But everyone must go back to history and learn from it. Historically, the Fulani are enslavers. They had historically enslaved black people for the benefit of the Arab slave traders. They had almost historically raided numerous peace-loving communities and sent them into enslavement in the transatlantic slave trade for the Europeans. They are very poised to continue their old ways till this very day. The Hausa, Yoruba, and several other ethnic groups who have progressively lost their lands to the Fulani can all learn from their history if they desire freedom. But freedom flows through the veins of every Biafran from historical times to the present times. That is one covenant that we have with Almighty Chukwukike Abiyama, That is why it was Biafrans who took it upon themselves to liberate enslaved Africans during the era of slavery in the Americas. That is why you cannot discuss any topic of liberation and attempted liberation during the enslavement of Africans in the Americas without talking about the Biafrans who led these liberation efforts. That is why Haiti could not be free until a Biafran, Dotty Bachman, an Igbo man for that matter, led the Haitian Revolution against the French, a revolution that engendered the second independent country in the Western Hemisphere, second only to the United States of America, in 1804. Leading to the eventual independence of the whole Latin America, with Biafran Haitians fighting in all these wars. That Biafrans liberated Haitians and other South Africans was why Haiti recognized Biafra. We abhor slavery. And on the 16th of February, we must make sure that the world understand that we have freedom coursing through our veins because Biafra must come. Remember that by 1904, the Fulani were busy enslaving other black people and also taking over their land, especially their houses. Biafrans at the same period were making sure that wherever black people were being enslaved, that they were liberated and regained their freedom with dignity. In other words, while the Fulani enslaved black people, Biafrans liberated them. Exactly what we are going to do on the 16th of February. In fact, this truism is one of the guiding logics of present-day IPOB self-determination activities. Freedom is the overriding value of Biafrans. Culturally and historically, that's how we are born, to be free. Freedom is what we offer the wonderful men, women, youth, and children of Biafra today. Freedom is what we offer the numerous ethnic groups who are still trapped in the damnable zoological republic. That is why we must boycott. That is why we must sit at home on the 16th. And that is why our referendum must be a success, because Biafra must be free. And I thank you all for listening to our broadcast this very evening from London. And I've actually been free from on. Am I on camera?
No, you're not on camera.
I'm not on camera, but I'm looking at myself here on the screen. As I said before, our deputy is here. Maz Uchemafo is with me in the studios of Radio Biafra here. I used to think about these times, if it will ever come to pass, during my years of incarceration. And assassination attempts on my life. So, Uche, do you have any questions for me? You said to me that some people are asking very difficult questions. So I want to know if there are any questions for me that people are asking that I would like to respond to.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm very much honored. I don't know whether people are hearing me, to be honest.
I can hear you, so I'm sure if they...
Right. I'm very much honored with your presence this evening, our leader. I call it the Iroko of our time, the Colossus himself, and the servant of the Most High God. You have passed through a lot, and I can assure you that, and in fact, it's a reality that nobody in living memory has been able to pass through what you have passed through without weapons, without any, how will I put it, Godfather somewhere. You went through the eyes of the needle and into the den of the evil one. They tried to make you, they tried to actually deflate your confidence and to sell the collective interests of the Biafran people for a pot of porridge. But you resisted. The consequences of it, the aftermath of it, was the evil connivance of the treacherous group of politicians and self-acclaimed leaders in Biafra land to wipe away your family. And of course, the decimation of a cross-section of Biafran youth, all in a bid for them to make us to capitulate. But we thank the Most High God that till date, we are still working stronger. And we thank the Most High God for having preserved all of us. May the souls of our gallant heroes and heroines who have paid the ultimate price, that we may have our freedom, continue to rest in the presence of the Most High God.
Yes, sir.
But may they never rest where these evil men and women who connive to take snuff life out of them are. May their families and associates continue to be haunted by the spirits of our gallant heroes and heroines. May they continue to hound them. May they continue to torment them until they fizzle away from the face of this final earth. And all those in Biafra land, the land of Biafra opens up and swallow all of them.
Yes, sir.
Because of the ultimate prize of these gallant heroes and heroines of Biafra, we shall not abandon this cause. We shall not capitulate. In fact, Biafra shall be restored on their behalf and in their honor.
Sir.
That is our pledge on this platform.
Yes, sir.
May the Most High God continue to pursue, destroy those who want to destroy us.
Yes, sir.
But may He bless those who bless us. Yes, our hands are clean, and we are a rare breed of Biafrans. And we are on a mission to restore our lost inheritance, wrongly robbed us. We are on a mission. And that mission shall be accomplished and shall be culminated by the ultimate restoration of Biafra.
Yes, sir.
There are a lot of questions, and these questions are not from the usual quarters. Some of these questions are from some individuals who treacherously, hypocritically professed Biafra. But now, because somehow money has been waved in their faces, they decide to switch side. They were not deterred. The circumstances in which we find ourselves portend or presupposes that we remain focused and resolute until total freedom, total liberation is achieved. We are a group of conscientious men and women occupying a higher moral ground. The zoo called Nigeria shall be afraid of us, not us being afraid of them, because we are children of light. What else can I say? I must commend you, our leader, and welcome you back here in the United Kingdom.
Thank you, John. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. So there are no questions because
there are questions. There are questions because this is the first time I'm seeing you. I mean, at least in our studio, so I will have to say one or two things.
Of course, of course.
We have to start with the urgent issue at hand, which is our dedication, our commitment to the boycotting of the already rigged presidential election of the zoo called Nigeria. It is a commitment and a very huge responsibility on our shoulders. The question is, are we going to discharge? The answer is absolute yes.
Of course we will.
As a result,
there's a caveat. Unless there are seats or demands.
Of course, we have always been saying it.
Any day I ask people to go and vote, you know they've agreed to the conditions I gave to them. That's simple as that.
Of course. And so, the argument raging now is the advantage or otherwise disadvantages of boycotting or not boycotting the forthcoming already rigged election of the Zoom called Nigeria.
I want to reverse the question and ask you this question. Since they've been voting since 1960 or 1999, depending on how you look at it or depending on when you were born, what benefit has come from it?
Absolutely nothing.
So
absolutely nothing. And so, I mean, It is very important that our people understand where we are coming from here. That is the only reason, with the exception of the, I mean, in addition to the spilling of the blood of innocent Biafrans, who did nothing other than that they were asking for their freedom. That is one of the reasons why we are going to boycott this election until and unless they accede to our demand.
Of course.
These politicians, there are some baby saboteurs that they are sponsoring this time around. Some of them infiltrate IPOB family units around the world.
Maybe their milk has finished. Milk go to
exactly. And so, they have actually turned this question around. They said that if we vote, I mean, if we boycott this election, that we shall be strengthening and legitimizing the activities of those who are lording it over us. In fact, they said that if we boycott this election, that IPOB will continue to be killed, blood of innocent Biafrans will continue to be spilled, and that we shall be held accountable for what happens.
But we've been voting all this while and they've been killing us, isn't it?
Of course.
True or false?
It's true.
So let us boycott.
And see what happens.
Exactly. So we've been voting before and they've been killing us. So why are you asking us to go back again and vote for the same people that will continue to kill us? It makes no sense to me. None whatsoever. You are claiming that you want Biafra and you're interested in Biafra. You want to stay on your own and to move forward. And then you are voting under a constitution that mentioned Sharia, is it 11 or 13 times, but no mention of Christianity, which is the reason why they can bring in a Sharia High Court judge to become the Chief Justice of the Federation.
And have you seen Card Reader? That people
you
are
can buy Card
will.
Reader if you want. You, anybody, each family, if you want, can go and get your own Card Reader and start on printing for whoever you like. They've written the results of the election, and they know that very well.
And what have you to say about Ibrahim Mantu's confession that he has been part and parcel of the rigging machine that has been...
I'm not surprised. As I keep saying, I don't want the black Americans that listen, or the African Americans that listen to Radio Biafra to become upset, because they've been sending representations to me that have been very, very hard on them. But I keep saying it all the time. We are genetically predisposed to slavery. A black person accepts slavery. It is far more easier for a black person to accept to become a slave than for a white person or any other race to be able to do that. So that is why I find very, very disconcerting about us as a race and as a people. So the issue here is this. If you want to be free, you boycott the elections and you stay on it. Not you boycott today, tomorrow you're hungry and you look for something to sell in your house or maybe your PVC. No. We boycotted Anambra elections very, very successfully. Why do you think they're panicking now? Some idiots come up to ask us, oh, you boycotted and what happened? I come to our it's a long-term game that we're playing. And in the end, Biafra will come. We will keep rejecting and repudiating everything about a damnable zoological republic until everybody collectively come to their senses that we no longer wish to be part and parcel of the fraud called Nigeria. And at that point, I'm sure that we will leave, starting from the 16th of February of this very year.
And of course, there is also this issue of people from Biafra Land especially. Not Fulanis, not Yorubas, but people from our land.
No, they must have been born in Lagos, Abuja.
Castigating IPOB stance on election boycott. But we are also asking them, just like you have said, what have all these politicians who've been voting for the past, let me say, 3 decades done for Biafrans? Have any one of them, can anybody tell me any important bill that impact positively on our people that have been passed by any one of them?
No,
and if there is none, why?
because they can't stand in front of a Fulani man to speak their mind. That is the truth. I think it was one or two legislators tried it, and they got nowhere. They're all afraid of Fulani people. I'm not. The reverse is the case. I'm the only person that the Fulani is actually afraid of. And that is why they keep hounding and pursuing IPOB to kill and to destroy our people. So what we are saying, and saying very seriously, is that we are winning this very battle, and we shall continue to fight until our freedom is assured. Total, complete freedom. That's what we're doing. It's not everything that will come on air and tell our people. But if you're one of those baby saboteurs and you're crying because your milk has finished, your debt has finished, so they become satisfied. Buy them data and give them what they want, and they'll become, they'll leave us alone, and then we'll continue the very critical work that we're doing. When somebody gets up to try to run down what we are doing, you give them more oxygen by paying them attention. I ignore people because all your ranting makes no difference to me. For all I know, you could be one rabbi from Guzo answering Ikechukwu Adinaka, writing rubbish, you know. Or you could be somebody born under the bridge near Kokomaiko. And maybe you come home on the 24th of December and you return to Lagos on the 2nd of January, maybe once every 4 years. You are more Yoruba than your Igbo. Your parents could be Igbo, your parents could be Biafrans, but you are not one of us. And you can never be. So these are the issues. And I've also always said this before. When you have somebody who claims is your leader living at the age of 70-something after retirement, in your 70s, in your 80s, in your 90s, and you're either living in Lagos or in Kano or in Abuja, what does that tell you about that very person and the inequality of advice coming from that individual? At that age, you should be in the village, you know, holding court, in advising and guiding people, not staying in a foreign land. So these are some of the issues that we encounter. We have all, they are paid, of course. We don't pay anybody. IPOB funds itself. So we don't have money to, and there's too much hunger. And I've said it time and time again. Once a black person is hungry, you can get them to do anything for you. They can kill their parents if you want them to. Once they're hungry and you flash 2,000 or 3,000 and ask them to, you know, commit one heinous crime or the other, they will gladly do it. We don't have that resilience, that mental toughness to go through very difficult period without capitulating. I went to prison and I came out. They came to kill me and I said, no, I will not compromise. You have nothing to offer me that is better than the freedom that I'm pursuing. And I rejected every offer they made to me. Some people would have capitulated. But I said no. And I'm saying it till this very evening from our studios here in London. If you want me to call off the boycott, sign for me that you agree to IPOB demands. Then I lift the boycott. As simple as that. If not, the whole world will know, come the evening of the 16th, that these people mean business and are leaving. That's what we're trying to establish. For the world to know. So nobody will come and say, oh, it's because Jonathan lost the elections. Some of you are not privy to the information that I've seen, both in Israel and everywhere else. What the zoo have been doing. The Nigerian state, they have a very formidable lobbying presence all over the world. Companies are afraid of fighting them, because they said they are very strong. They can hire assassins. They can do all manner of terrible things to you if you fight them. Some of you don't know what we are passing through. And it is not for me to tell you live on air what we're encountering on a daily basis, but we're overcoming all of them. The progress we have made so far, considering that we are not heavily funded, considering where we are coming from, tells you all you need to know about our determination, our resoluteness, but above all, the grace of Chukwuka Abiam upon our lives.
Right. There are a lot of other questions. And following what you have said about the reason why we shall go ahead to boycott the election, which is bordering on the fact that some of the politicians we voted in before have not been able to do anything. It is the structure itself has not helped matters. no matter the amount of number of senators and House of Members you vote in this time around, no matter how good they are, as soon as they get into the system, they get swallowed. They don't have the number to match the Fulanis.
That's what I said earlier. They have inbuilt majority in everything they do. Have you seen, some of you should spend your time watching clips of the tapes of some sessions in the Senate and also on the floor of the House of Reps, where bills that Fulani people consider inimical to their own advancement in the zoo being discussed, debated, or tabled before the various members. The disdain and the arrogance, the way they treat it, will convince you that Nigeria is no place for anybody who is civilized. I'm being honest with you.
And that is why the structure must have to
collapse. The structure collapsing, people will need to trigger it off. To collapse the fraudulent 1999 constitution, the trigger has to come from somewhere. And the only place the trigger can come from is by boycotting the elections. That's the only way do it. There's no other way to do it.
That is what we expect these people to do. To join IPOB to make sure that before any election goes on, there has to be a level playing ground for everybody.
Of course. But they won't. They
will not do it.
Uche, I'm sorry. These are black people. We don't understand it. I'm being very honest with you. We don't understand it. We go through a university. In Africa, we are not radicalized enough. Because a university is where you go into. It, you know, jumbles up your brain. You're either of the left wing or of the right. You're a radical. You're espousing ideas and ways to change things. But that doesn't happen in the zoo. They don't go to, it's like a glorified secondary school. People no longer are no longer being radicalized. I remember Ali Musgrove in the 70s. Students said that the education minister, Ali, I think he was a northerner, must leave his position. And they succeeded in driving him away. Can you imagine students today? As you're organizing one at UNN, at Nsukka, they will go to Futo, you know, where, and pay a few people to be doing the same thing, saying we support Buhari. Buhari, Jibril, answering to Buhari, removed Onoghen from office. I just want to give you a snippet of the magnitude of the disaster that the youth in Nigeria has become. Jibril, the Fulani Caliphate, the Cabal, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, with their leader being Abakiyari, removed Onoghen from his position. Onoghen, incidentally, also they claim, is a Biafran. They have tagged him from south-south. You know what they did very cleverly? They ran and maybe paid one or two Ijo youths, you know, and said, issue a statement condemning Onoghen and backing or supporting Jibril. And they duly did. And Yoruba media lashed onto it. It is no longer a coincidence that all of a sudden another faction of Ohaneze endorsed Jibril. Another faction of Afenifere endorsed. Now, this is to tell you where there is hunger. This is what is always at play. And there is a willing. Yoruba media is evil. Yoruba media.
They hyped it.
They are the worst of the very. I'm telling you the truth. They are terrible. They hype up all these things. And do you know that, which I remember what you said earlier, about Chukwu Okikabiama fighting our battles for us. Do you know that police stormed the Ohaneze meeting 2 days ago? Or 3 days ago, is it? No, 2 days ago, on Thursday. Uche Okwukwu, who has been running his mouth against me and IPOB, came with his friends to Ohaneze meeting, stormed Ohaneze meeting with policemen. With policemen. Yes, it happened. It's here on Independent newspaper to answer a misconduct charge. He claims he's a lawyer, learned man, learned boy, learned whatever. He went and endorsed Jibril. Why? Because he wants money. But he's in Ohaneze. Because money is what rules them. They can't understand why Nnamdi Kanu, IPOB cannot accept money from the zoo. And pack up the entire agitation. Of course. It's here for the whole world to see. We are the same people that went and connived to bring Operation Pattern Dance to kill us. Now, one of them has gone to call police for them. Can you imagine police barging into Arewa, consultative forum meeting? Is that
possible? I never had that.
Is it doable?
Only in our land. Every time, remember this time 4 years ago, Enwo Egariwe went to Jonathan and took $5 billion. Have you forgotten? Endorsement money.
Yes.
We kicked against on Radio Biafra. The same nonsense is now happening within Nyanwood and all the rest of them. Every year, the same rubbish. Or should I say every 4 years, the same nonsense. When Atiku goes in and fails, they say, oh, we must remove him. Bring somebody else. Use your PVC. Use your VPC. Rubbish. And nothing.
How can ever you use works. PVC to remove these tyrants? How can the only thing that can remove the people is to stand against the system, and that is what we are doing here.
Was there no revolution in this country?
Of course.
Was there no revolution in America? People forget that USA you are dying to go to. There was a revolution there. There was a revolution in Russia that is advanced. There was a revolution in France. Everywhere people rise up and say enough is enough. It's only in Nigeria. Oh, don't worry, let's leave it for God. But God has abandoned you already.
People have seen underage voters in northern part of the zoo called Nigeria. You cannot say that we made it up because you have video clips online and all that. There are people coming from Nigeria, probably from Chad and other neighboring countries. And recently they approved, is it from Sudan? There's an airline that they approved, Express One, under 72 hours.
It will be.
That is a country through which they'll be bringing in Fulani brothers of theirs to come and vote.
It's not just to vote.
Or to
Nigeria is, Fulani people see Nigeria as a gift that their Allah has given to them. This is one thing the foolish politicians in the South don't understand. I wouldn't expect Bola Ahmed Tinubu to understand this for the very simple reason that he is a Muslim. So he will always be loyal to the Sokoto crown, to the Sokoto caliphate. That is the issue at play here. Most people don't understand this. For the simple reason that either they lack proper education or they lack refinement or they lack the ability to reason very well as a human being should. Can't you see it? They are no longer hiding it. This Fulani agenda is no longer hidden. They are now openly they are displaying it. Yoruba will not say anything for the simple reason that they are hoping to get the presidency in 2023. That is how black people reason. That is why they are backwards. And that is why suffering and poverty will continue to reign supreme in their lives. Because people do not reason. I've said this before, and before my broadcast next week, Elohim willing, I don't want people to say to me that there are baby saboteurs who are grumbling, some people are complaining, and I want to hear it. Bring it to my attention. Give me the questions, and I will answer it on air. I will come here and I will explain it properly. If you don't vote on the 16th, are you going to die? If you vote, is your life going to change? Your life will never change. It can only get worse. Remember all the promises that the dead Buhari made before he got into power. Did he keep any of them? The answer is no. They go and they dip their hands. The same thing they're accusing Dasuki of. The same thing they're accusing Dasuki of. Wasn't exactly what they did. They went and took $1 billion from the excess crude account to go and buy weapons to fight Boko Haram. Can you imagine a country where hunters are recruited as at today to go and fight terrorists? Whereas army, regular army, we are deployed to the south to kill and to kidnap innocent people. And somebody's trying to convince me that that black people are normal. No, we are not.
It is my view, even after looking at a number of things going on now, our people have been killed. There are some young Biafran youths being recruited into Nigerian army. When they recruit them, they send them to Zambisa Forest. And they deprive them of weapons to fight Boko Haram. We have been hearing about Nigerian government buying all manner of weapons. Where are those weapons? And I am led to believe that Boko Haram is actually the standing army of the north.
Of course,
what you see today as Nigerian army are people from Biafra land. And some people, Christians and from other minority, what would I say, Middle Belt and the Yorubas. And these people don't have this weapon. They are just using the name Nigerian Army to eliminate our people. The people who are fighting for the Fulanis are the Boko Haram. All those weapons are shipped to their side. And they are going to continue to do this.
Why won't they do it? Nigeria is theirs to do with as they please. Why won't they do it? Is anyone going to stop them? No one can stop them. Nobody can stop them. Of course, only IPOB can. But they used the Niyanwu Odo, Umahi, Okezie Ikpeazu, Willie Obiano to kill as many of us as possible. That's how clever they are. They use you to kill yourselves. That's what they do. And if when we were boycotting elections in Anambra, November of 2017, if I'm not mistaken, when we were saying that Obiano is not good for the people, did they believe us?
No.
Did anybody believe us? If we tell you, oh my goodness, that Obiano will one day rise up to campaign for Jubril, he is in Abga, Ujuku's party, so-called Biafra party, but now campaigning, he has a presidential candidate, you know, now campaigning for Jubril, because he went to Jubril to plead that they should write the results for him, and the other ones accepted money and shut their mouth. And today, Obiano is working full tilt for the re-election of Jubril.
And didn't you see what happened in Anambra? You have card reader, you have electronic system of voting, isn't it?
Yes.
Why didn't you then declare the result immediately?
They can't.
But they waited for 48 hours.
They can't declare it
immediately because everybody's afraid. United against IPOB, using INEC to manipulate the election.
Because nobody, you're forgetting something. Nobody wants to give IPOB the credit. Nobody wants to say that, oh, this is what IPOB has been talking about. That is why they are covering their faces in shame. You're asking me to vote. Vote. My question is, bet you have been voting since 1999. Has anything changed? The answer is no. Then why bother to go and vote again?
And why can't you try a different
alternative? Why can't you try something? If you keep trying something and it doesn't work, why don't you try something different? Why must you keep doing the same rubbish again? You complain the same rubbish over and over and over. And the zoo is sliding uncontrollably towards totalitarianism. When the dead Buhari refused to obey court order in my case and that of Dasuki and that of Sheikh Al Zakzaki, people thought it was a joke. Do you see how
even members of the judiciary
Onogen himself, even some senators, including Dino Malai,
They kept silent.
Everybody kept silent. But now, all of a sudden, this monster has now grown. It's no longer about Nnamdi Kanu, Dasuki, and El Zagzagi. He has now gone on to start consuming them.
And some people are saying, come and vote them out, and all that. And I tell them, go and use your PVC and vote them out.
Do you know one thing I find astonishing?
You can't vote them out.
About these people is that there is something, they don't even know the essence or the meaning of democracy. Due process of law, or else you will have dictatorship, which is what you have now in the zoo. Nobody is saying you cannot remove a chief justice, but there is a process and procedure. The same way you need to go to vote for the president to emerge, that is how you need to follow certain procedures before certain things are done. When a court grants bail to somebody, it is beholden on everybody. That decision by that magistrate, by that high court judge or appeal court, is law on its own. That is what the law says. That is what the constitution says. Now somebody sits down in Asarok and says, no, I won't obey it. And all of you clap for him.
And nothing happened.
Nothing happened. That was when I knew that everything I've been saying about black people is true. Blacks, I don't know. We can't reason, I'm afraid. We just can't reason. Because you should have known at that point in time that what this man is doing to these people in detention, illegally in detention, he will also do to you one day. Now he's coming for them one after another, even the senators. Imagine what Jubril will do. In fact, what Abba Kyari will do once they get in again. If you want me to lift the boycott, sign my conditions, return it to me, and that's it. If you don't do it, we are sitting at home.
It's as simple as that. And the world will know how serious we are. Instead of coming to IPOB, this is to tell you how disingenuous and evil these people are. Instead of them to go and put pressure on all these politicians to meet the demands of IPOB, they are coming to put pressure on IPOB to go and vote. With nothing. Where are the conditions? What sort of restructuring are you talking about? Are you going to devolve power to the regions or to the six regions or to the 1963 constitution? Nobody knows. So what stops Atiku from going to the Senate when he wins? He tells people, I've introduced a bill in the House to restructure Nigeria back to the 1963 constitution. And one Fulani half-educated dimwit stands up in the House to condemn it. What do you think will happen?
The bill will fall.
He will fall now. He will tell his democracy.
And they have an overwhelming majority.
They have inbuilt majority. Inbuilt majority that you can never defeat.
Our people should be worried about this.
And when they are creating states and local governments in the north, nobody talks about it. Nobody. Because all Yoruba wants to see is the death and the fall of an Igbo man. So anything can happen in the zoo. As long as that thing is against an Igbo man, Yoruba will support it.
This is what our people should be looking at.
They don't, some of them can't
reason. Because in the real sense of it, no matter the number of people you vote in, they will still rig the election against them. And in the House, they will vote down any bill that is for the progress of our people. Example, the last of it was Victor Ume. There was a bill that he sponsored and they swept him out away.
Have you heard anything about the bill too now?
No, the bill did not see the light of the day.
Let me also tell you about the conspiracy amongst civil politicians. When some people came to me and said, what are your conditions? And I listed my conditions and I gave it to them to pass on to whoever they want to give it to. And that those conditions I spelled out were circulated amongst Igbo legislators in both houses. Do you know what they did? These people are evil. In order to subvert this very effort by IPOB, they hurriedly put something together called Southeast Development Bill. And in that Southeast Development Bill, some of them never actually realized that it was the states who are going to fund it, not the federal government, as they're doing in the north and elsewhere. But the only reason why they put it together was to try and rubbish the conditions that I had given to their masters in Fulani land to agree to before we do anything or before we even contemplate calling off the boycott. These are the things that our people do not understand. These are the things that our people do not know. If some of you know what I know, believe you me, you will stone them to death. They are evil people. All of them ban on. It is only IPOB that is the light. And they know that we are unbuyable. You cannot buy us. Now, it's not possible. You cannot buy us. We keep speaking the truth. But some of them don't understand this. Or the effort we are making to try and save them. Benjamin Madubuwu was arrested, charged with all manner of nonsense, which they cannot prove in any competent court of law, before the court of Justice Binta Nyako. DSS came to his house and carried his vehicles, took the wife's iPhone and laptop, and took those ones to Abuja and shared amongst their wives and their girlfriends in Abuja. Took Madbugu's cars and shared amongst their friends. And when there is something called list of evidence, when the list of evidence was presented before the court, those cars, the iPhone, the laptop, the cars did not form part of the evidence. Common sense tells you that when you go to somebody's house and you seize materials, anything that doesn't form part of the case, you return it back to them. And do you know that the judge has ruled severally? Return his cars to him. They have not done so because they have distributed his cars to their friends in the north. And you're asking people to go and vote as if you're daft. Your brain doesn't work. You have not extracted any concession. Nothing whatsoever. Just go and vote. I don't know how God brought me to that part of the world, honestly. It's a very big shame. And Uche, I understand that
that there was an apology by a lady called Candy Stalwart. Is that correct? There was a public apology from somewhere?
Well, I saw what was written online and signed off by her, okay. But I don't know how authentic it was.
I can't believe it is authentic, because if it is not, she would have disappeared by now. So I hereby announce that her suspension or her expulsion has been lifted, and she is once again reintegrated into the family of IPOB Worldwide. If she has offended anybody, since she has apologized publicly, I also ask you to try and forgive her, so we can move on as one family. It is also very good, or should I say, that when they realize the errors of their ways and come back, we forgive them, because sometimes they don't know what they're doing. We leave them. I am not one that easily forgive people, but since she came out publicly to apologize to the family of IPOB Worldwide, I do seriously recommend that we forgive her and move on from here. Very, very important, please, that you stop any form of personal attack against her and allow her to become part of this very family. Okay. This is Radio Biafra. How long have we been on air for now? Have we been here up to... It's going to 3 hours, is that correct?
3 hours?
No, have we been up to 3 hours on air?
No, it's not up to 3 hours.
I doubt it very much.
You want to sign up?
No.
Because our people are calling. Do you want to take calls?
Yeah, you can take one or two calls if you like.
Okay. Well, if anybody wants to call in to ask important questions, please, very important. You call in. The number is +447 405 964146. +447 405 964146. If you call on this number, of course, we will take your call. And please go straight to the point.
Can you please call out the number very slowly so that our admin can pick it up from everywhere and make sure it is widely distributed? What was the number again, please, slowly?
The number is +447 405 964146. They're already calling.
Are they calling?
Yes.
Then take the call then.
Right.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes. No, they've gone off. Have you taken another call, please? Yes, can you... Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Good evening, please. Where are you calling? Your name and where you're calling from?
Director, my name is Tuwad Bakichi Wikemwanko. Right now, I reside in Abake. I'm calling from Anambra now. I'm from Abake. Abake is in Ndoke. In Abake province.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
I send the people card there,
Father. He said...
I send the people card there, bless you.
He said, I'm blessed you to God.
You have done so much to us. Director, please, my question is this. Hello?
I'm listening to you. Go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Director, I said that you took care of blessed.
And bless you too. Bless you too. Bless you too. Please go ahead. Can you hear? No, they can't. They cannot hear us. They can't. Please take the next person. I think he's waiting. There's always a delay. I keep saying this all the time. There is a delay. The speed of sound is about 800 miles per hour or so. Please. Can you hear me? Another one, please. Another one. Another one, please. They are not paying attention. The speed of sound makes it imperative that it would take about 3 to 4 seconds for you to hear what I'm saying via your radio. So it's very important for you to factor that in. So when you call and we take your call, you begin to speak immediately, please. The call on the phone, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. Your name, please. Hello? Where you're calling from?
Another one, please.
I don't think they've been schooled very well. I think they've lost their discipline. Our people before, when they call, they're very serious. Then they go straight to the point. Now, they want to hear their own voice. And that is unacceptable.
The moment your calls are picked, you go ahead and say what you want to say. Very important, there is no much time left for us here. Next call on the phone. Go ahead, please. Call on the phone.
Can you hear me? No. It's not happening this evening.
Maybe it's from here.
I don't think so, because I can hear them. They're waiting for their voice to come out on their listening device before they can say anything, which...
let's try another one.
Yes, go ahead. They call on the phone. Can you hear me? No? Have they connected now? They call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Sunday Boy. I'm calling from Abia State.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, good evening.
Good evening.
So, my question is, you know, Abia is a kind of a place where people, I don't know how to put it.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
It's not like people who don't go to school because of some 5 naira or 2 naira the politicians are giving to them. What happened on Thursday in Cemetery, when the politicians came to Cemetery, people were, 5,000 naira made them to destroy themselves. So, and we are telling them that we are going to vote, but people were telling us that we should go and sit down. So, sir, I don't know. What are we going to do about this set of people that are behaving like as if they don't hear what is going on? Thank you, sir.
Yes, it is expected. Such people are there. It is to be expected. You know, even before the Israelites left Egypt, there were some taskmasters that were working for Pharaoh and reporting their people. There were informants, basically. Even in the Bible, there are informants. There are people who will always present themselves as instruments for the devil, or as agents of destruction and that of darkness. So they will always exist in our land. The thing is that that is why I keep praying all the time for Chukwuka Abiamah to give us the common sense, the reasoning and the understanding to know that 5,000 naira will finish, but your problems and your suffering will never finish. Again, I keep saying this thing about black people. Reasoning is not one of our strongest points. I keep saying this all the time. In any other part of the world, people would have risen up now in a violent rebellion and revolt against the establishment. But instead, we collect 5,000 naira and say, sit down, I'm going to vote. But tomorrow you start complaining, your wife, you know, is stillborn, child is dead in a hospital, and you're running around looking for money and asking for help, not knowing that within politics, all problems are solved. If you suffer now, you will reap the reward tomorrow, like with everything else in life. But if you accept 5,000 naira to go out and vote on the 16th, then your life will be destroyed completely and totally. There are DSS, army and police plain clothes in every village. If you catch them, you bury them alive. Our security should be very, very vigilant. If you catch any of them, you bury them alive. We know they're in every village, scouring and scavenging like the animals that they are. If you catch them, you bury them alive. Please, the next person. Is there any other person on the line?
Yeah, there is.
There is? Okay.
What?
They call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there is.
That's what I'm saying. they have lost their discipline once again, yeah, these people. They call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Your name and where you're calling from?
I am Indubisi. I'm calling from Abakaleke.
Yes, go ahead.
From a point stage.
Thank you. Please
am I speaking with the director?
Yes, you are, and the whole world as well, because everyone is listening to you.
Director, please, God will help you.
You say, and you too.
God will exalt you. God will lift you.
You say.
You have done well for us. You've shown us road where there is no road. We believe that there is no road, but you've shown us that there is road. I just called to greet you.
Thank you very much.
Next time, I will call fully.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra with the time now approximately 5 minutes past the top of the hour, 7 p.m. here in London. We are reaching out to the whole world. Humanity is listening to us as they always do. This at some point was the most popular radio station on this very earth. So we reach places where ordinarily zoo radio stations and television cannot reach. So the message of Biafra is resonating right all over the world. And I keep saying, stay at home on the 16th and you survive. Go out, collect 5,000 naira and vote, and your life or what is left of it will be completely destroyed. Beyond repair. If you collect your 5,000 naira and vote, will Aba be built? Will our infrastructure that has been dilapidating for heaven knows how many decades now be repaired or restored? The answer is no. The best thing to do is to take your future into your hands. Only Biafra can save you. Anything else is purgatory. Is anybody on the line? The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you. Your name and where you're calling from?
I'm Igwe by name, calling from Ebonyi province.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
My leader, I'm very, very happy to speak to you this night.
Thank you.
Whatever the zoo are doing, they are beating out of the bush. Our referendum is going to take place on 16th of February, and all the Biafra land will participate on it. That is my assurance. I don't want to ask you a question because I don't have a question to ask you right now, but I'm just telling you that we are much prepared for the seat at home coming 15th February. Thank you very much, and I also thank my deputy leader Ukemefo.
Yes.
May Yahweh Hoshua Chukwokika Biama bless you people. In the name of Yahweh.
Isa, thank you very, very much for that. Thank you very much. Would you have anything to say?
Static from that, yes. Go ahead. So what do you have to say? Yeah, it's regarding some of the questions that people have been asking. I think it's very important that we do one or two of them. Mm-hmm. Some people are still saying, even sending messages that Nnamdi Kanu is a coward. He ran away from prison. He left his colleagues and accepted bail terms. Not only that, he ran away when Python Dance came for him. And now, even in Israel, he could not stay there. He has come back to the United Kingdom. That people are dying on his behalf and all that. These are some of the questions. I mean, and then he went ahead to say, is it how a true leader should be behaving?
Who is this? Is it one of the people expelled from IPOB? One of the criminals expelled from IPOB?
Is he a Yoruba man?
Is he Yoruba or is he?
You see his whole name.
Is anybody? It could be Yoruba. I was one of the traitors chased away from IPOB. I wanted to ask the person what they have done in their life before, if they have confronted any authority before. Do you have it on record? Anybody standing up in court and calling Buhari when he was alive a madman? Can you recall anybody doing that before?
No.
When I was in prison? And this faceless person on Facebook is writing rubbish. I told you here because you don't read history. You don't know history. Nelson Mandela fled to Nigeria, for your information. I was staying with Mbasuli Kamechi. Have you forgotten that I announced I was going back to the zoo and I returned to the zoo? Or sometimes, you know Yoruba, when they lack something to say, because they have nothing to say. What we have done speaks for itself. As I told them earlier, because they were not listening, you know, they think they can use jest. You know, it's like Yoruba, when you write a very compelling article about Biafra or IPOB, they go down there and they start commenting rubbish, especially on Vanguard.
That's what they do. They never go to the truth of the matter. If you can point out one Yoruba man who's ever stood up in court to say what I said before, then I will concede to you. But there is none. Absolutely none. What to do is second to none. They came to my house to kill me, and they killed 28 of my men in the process.
Unarmed person
with my parents in my house. They sent a battalion. But I'm sure if they come to arrest you, they will send one yellow fever man controlling traffic. They sent a whole battalion of army. Armored tanks, 2 fighter jets, 4 helicopters to my house. That tells you all that you need to know, assuming you have any common sense left. But I'm not sure you do. It could be one of those idle gossipers.
And Boko Haram is dancing in their territory, and they run down to Biafra land.
These are black people in Africa. They cannot reason. Why do you think that we are colonized? Why do you think we are still being colonized till this very day? Why do you think we are drowning in the Mediterranean Sea? Why do you think we are dying in the desert, trying to trek to Europe where we can survive? Why do you think we are being deported from all over the world back to Africa? Because we cannot reason properly. And this person have just proven that he cannot reason properly. He didn't ask Wole Soyinka where he was. Bola Ahmed Tinubu that you worship today, do you know where he ran to? Did anybody come to his house? The answer is no. But he fled all the same. Janaki Rade fled, isn't it? Everybody did. Except Ekweme that stood by. I went home. I comforted the zoo. I went to their court. I defeated them. Broke 6 cordons of the army. At Abakaliki, I went to Ekulobi and I broke them into pieces. And I held my rally and I left. They couldn't contain me until they sent the army. Only when Nyanwodo, Okezie Ikpeazu, Dave Umahi, and Obiano signed that I should be killed, did they come to my house. So go and research your facts very clearly. And if you're a human being, you come out direct and call me live on Radio Biafra so I can decimate you. Please go ahead.
Anyone? Yes. There is another question of the election boycott. They are saying that the IPOB has shot herself in the legs for...
Is the person educated?
Signing up for boycotting election. I think it's very important.
Ask this person that you have been voting. Are things okay? If they say things are hunky-dory, things are perfect, then I will say I will lift the ban on boycott. But you know things are not okay. You complain every day things are not fine. You are dying. No hospitals, no schools, no roads. Nothing is working. And then you come back again and you're asking us to go and vote.
And I wondered, why is Obasanjo crying now that they are about to rig an election? Why is Danjuma crying? And why is, what is his name? Some individuals from Biafra land, they are crying that they are about to rig an election. Then why are you going to vote?
The fact of the matter is that, as I said before, our people never learn. We never learn from history, because history are not taught in schools. You know, somebody is coming, oh, you are this. So you want me to go to war? And I said, I'm coming, and I'll bring hell with me. When the right time comes, you will see it. And they will be the one shouting, oh, Nnamdi Kanu brought war to us. Didn't he know the consequences of it? Please forget those people. It reminds me of what somebody wrote on Facebook concerning Solomon. And what's the name of that very person? And I want to announce it categorically live on air that there is nothing called IPOB in Scotland to start with. And if they ever existed, they have been abolished tonight. Anybody associated with or associating with those parading themselves as IPOB in Scotland, writing rubbish under pseudonames and aliases on Facebook against Solomon that has done so much work for IPOB more than they can ever do in their whole useless lives, are hereby removed from IPOB for good. Nothing like IPOB in Scotland. If you want to gossip maliciously, you take it elsewhere.
There are, I have been hearing about IPOB in Scotland, but
recruited by Indian World and all the rest of them. There's something called IPOB in Scotland. IPOB in Scotland. This person is saying that since the definition of referendum has to do with going to the polls, that is where people vote to decide what is sitting at home. Hey, my goodness me. Referendum and plebiscite are the same thing. Please, for the information of those who do not know, it doesn't imply physically going out to vote.
Protest mechanism.
Exactly. There are various mechanisms for conducting a plebiscite or referendum. Ours is more akin to a plebiscite than a referendum, but once you get into it now, their brain will become scrambled. They cannot reconcile both. So let's stick to the word referendum. Referendum can be conducted or held in different ways or forms. Boycott is a very potent weapon. Please go back to your history books. Type in Awolowo, 1964, election boycott. Type in June, 1976, Soweto, election boycott. You will see it there, for goodness sake. Why don't you read history before you comment on social media? My goodness.
And the reason why you go to vote is to ascertain the number of people who actually went for it.
Who went for it?
We have a way of knowing the number of people or the size of the people that responded or not.
The fact of the matter is that most of our people
or modalities
are not schooled enough on the modalities of freedom fighting and how you can accomplish. Ours is civil disobedience. We not say that. Civil disobedience. Civil disobedience, that is what we are deploying. And abstaining from the polls is one of it. If you want to go and vote, then you have no right to complain afterwards that things are difficult for you.
Of course.
Any more questions or do you want us to take a call?
Yeah, let's take a call.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, I don't think so. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, hello. Is that
No, we cannot hear them. And I believe that we have come to the end of today's proceedings, unless you have more questions for me, which I want to answer.
Of course, this is not directly related to election.
Yes.
But it has to do with the issue of our people in Biafra land. Some of them are saying that IPOB believe in Onurubewan balance, but some of our people are suffering without IPOB leadership giving them attention. How true is this?
People will always, you know, there are, you see, people are trying to do everything they can to disrupt the harmony that exists within IPOB. They've done everything. Saboteurs have come, traitors have come, and they have gone. They couldn't succeed. So what they are trying to do is, because IPOB is a phenomenon they have never seen before, and everybody is trying to do the best they can to try and bring IPOB down to their very myopic level, and it will never work. We take care of our own. Our legal department is the most expensive and the busiest. No one is abandoned. We look for our people and we bring them out. If funds are coming from home or not, the diaspora will keep doing all they can to sustain our legal team back home on the ground. We have not forgotten anybody, and we can never ever forget anybody, because it's our duty and our responsibility, which I swore to defend every family member who is in any form of difficulty. So if you bring it to our attention, of course we shall look into it and deal with it. But you know, nobody's funding us, nobody's sponsoring us, we fund ourselves, and because of that, there is a limited amount of money we can devote to welfare and to legal bills. But we have prioritized legal issues, and that is what we're dealing with at the moment. If you have any issues, please contact your local welfare officer to be passed along, and we shall do the best we can. We never abandon our own. Where we are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, go
ahead. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Mike Echinet. I'm from Switzerland, okay?
Go ahead.
And may get your speech most of the time, and most of the things in the group is 100% correct. And this is since I noticed since more than 20 years ago, okay? And from your preaching and from your speeches and all those things, yeah, but the question is interchangeable. After these things, boycotts, demonstration, these things, it's not working. Or any other strategy, you on your own now, to make sure that the people, they get this information. You understand? Because even the Yorubas, because for me, I always know that not the Yorubas major problem, the people, so because anything actually, they can't tie because of their own benefit. You get what I'm saying? So apart from that, when you and those Yorubas they benefit, it's not even the whole Yorubas, it's those elites. You know? So it's any other way to disseminate this information so people can, you know, change their ideas. So because the Fulanis, they're succeeded in brainwashing every tribe in Nigeria to go against people.
Yes.
So that is my question.
The thing is that we are doing the best we can. But don't forget that the Fulanis immediately after the war, they cleverly appointed their own people in positions. Everybody you see emerging in our place, either as a governor, as a senator, as a House of Reps member, or even in Ohanaeze, we are all prearranged by Fulani Caliphate. They know those to bring.
That's true.
Now, there is something called consistency. This damage has been done for nearly 50 years, and we are trying to repair it. And for the past 6 years, we've been on air trying to fix it. And four of those past 6 years have been in prison or incommunicado. Do you understand?
No, but
so effectively...
One second, please. Yeah. Let me tell you, for this past last 6 years, you've been disseminating this information. Let me tell you, the information is going, but you know, it's like going like drip, drip, drip. But people are aware. Unlike like 10 years ago, but this communication for past 6 years, only the people had been aware of what is happening. So don't think that the communication or maybe the broadcasting and maybe people are not listening. Only many Nigerians, many of us, because before when I make this argument, people say, this guy, is he mad or is he crazy? You know, but with this, your broadcast, only go people are aware, and you know, because that's common thing, like for me, like for some of us, you have a house as an Igbo man, a loan on your village, maybe in Anambra State or so. You see somebody there. The person, you give the person money for living in your house. The Yoruba man, Ron Tiana Lagos, he collects 500,000 or 1 million. So we pay double. We, the Igbos, we pay double. And this is the way they just created that Nigeria to be. So that's what I'm saying. Open on with another strategy. I know it will take time. It will take time. I believe in the next 6 years or 10 years, many people are aware of what is happening. Because I know, like, the Deltas, the Benis, or the those problems, they are following up. But the major problem, one, is the Yorubas.
Yes, the only way to overcome them, in my opinion, is that we need to boycott the elections. That is number, and it works. The thing about it is that I can understand the impatience. We've been broadcasting for 6 years. Our deputy here has been doing very well in my absence. Of course, you know what the traitors and the saboteurs did in the Ekwensu Jinaharu try to destroy what we're doing. Now, I have only preached consistently for about 2 years and a bit. But I'm very glad that you said that this very message is sinking in. What I'm doing is to appeal to the sense of the average decent Yoruba person to rise above their tribal instinct. To see that the problem that they are facing, that others are facing it as well. And that collectively, we can fight to go our separate ways and then look for some other ways to cooperate somewhere down the line in the future. The plans that we have, I cannot disclose live on air. That's what we've been accused of before. Every plan we have, we come on air and we announce it and our enemies will know. But I can assure you, we are getting there very slowly but surely. And once it happens, the world will hear about it. The deputy has something to say. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to ask our brother on the line, why is he so fixated on Yorubas, on what the Yorubas are saying? It appears you believe that the approach we are using is not working because you have made mention of it twice or more than that. You said we have been... I'm asking a question. You appear to be acquiescing to that particular position that the boycott, you mentioned that, and the protests are not working. That is why you are asking about alternative ways. In your own estimation, do you think that what we are doing is not working? And what is the next alternative? You should have an alternative for you to be saying that what we are saying is not working.
No. What you're talking is, you're right, okay? So, you know, for me, we are just telling ourselves the truth. I ain't having deep, but, you know, I can go my ears up, you know. Sometimes when you are fighting something, you know, you don't use one strategy, you have different strategies. People are like, this strategy is not working. You know, so that's what I'm trying to say. It's not that boycotting doesn't mean that it's not. not working or whatever.
My brother, sorry, we don't have much time. What is the effective way we should be adopting in order to get to our final destination? Because it appears that the boycotting, the protests have not been working. What is, in your own opinion, the appropriate and best method to use?
You know why I'm doubting this boycotting? Sometimes, I'm sorry to use this word, but I'm doubting because in what China, in a lot of regions, in the Europa region, in the outside region, you get what I'm saying? So I'm not able to boycott, right? It's like to work against us. You know, and you know, most of us, we are not 100%. Some of people are not, you know, 50-50, something like that. So we're not going to know a situation whereby not only indeed we're not there. A quarter ago, we can take that decision. So you see now, two against one, you see, that's what I say, can open up multiple, like, fronts, you know, boycotts, demonstration, sensitizing the people, you know, keep on putting the pressure. What you guys are doing, you are doing marvelously well. Even they made it very, very okay. Hello?
We are listening. Go ahead.
Are you not part of us? You say what you guys are doing. What? You are one of us.
I think maybe he has a suggestion. He will give us a suggestion when he finishes.
No, leadership. You are the leadership. You are the leadership. You are the leadership. So we are following guys. We are followers. You are the leadership. So we have to give you guys the respect and things like that. You know. So that's why I don't know what the agenda. Then we follow it up. So that's why I say what you guys are doing. You know, not that I'm an outsider. I'm an insider too. You know, that's what I'm calling. So, yeah, the thing is, okay, no, so for me, that is the problem, because sometimes when we try to, in the end, we're good strategies, then sometimes it's like he's been sabotaged by Jerobas, you know, and sometimes when they say, they give Igbo's presidency or whatever, we don't even need to be president for us to be better. No, just restructure this. I know when you had problem with the authorities, then when you left Nigeria, they were talking about restructuring, but all of a sudden, the thing just died down.
Because I'm not there to, because I was away for a while, so there's no pressure there from us. So that is why they stopped talking about it. But we are not interested in restructuring. We want to be free. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what the Yorubas do or what the other people do. What matters is what we do and our consistency. Consistency is the key. As I said before, an average Biafran man comes with a trader mentality, profit or loss. I want my gain now, or I want to know what my loss is now. We don't strategize. It is not long term. Most of the things we're doing in IPOB is long term. We have short term, we have medium term goals, and we have long term goals. And all of them are working in tandem to deliver one inescapable outcome, and that is the freedom for Biafra. I will ask our people to be a little bit more patient, because after this, when everything else fails, we'll have to fight our way out of the mess that we are in. That is what history teaches us, and that is what we are likely to do in the near future. So we need listen, it's very important that we prepare the minds of our people for that, because our people are we are very Republican by nature. Everything we do within IPOB is geared towards making sure we carry everybody, or at least the majority of our people, along in all that we do. It is very, very critical we understand this. We cannot be running 10,000 miles ahead, and when we look back, our people are not there with us. We need to explain every day, every morning, every night, to try to make people understand what we are doing and to take them along with us. There are some things we cannot hide from you, that is true, because of a very inquisitive Republican nature of wanting everything to be out in the open. But we must also be conscious of this very fact that we are surrounded by enemies. And we must proceed with caution. And that's exactly what we are trying to do.
Director, one more question, please.
Go ahead.
Like what you said before, that we are preparing, and I can guarantee that you've prepared the minds of the Easterners, the Igbos, the Biafras now. I can guarantee you that.
Are you sure?
I can tell you that. Because some of the things, when they say sit at home, people they respond. You know, when they say this, people they respond.
But will they go to war? Will they go to war? As they are coming, let me give you an example. If the day they came to my house, we had responded and killed Fulani people, or killed their commander, or maybe brought down one of their helicopters, and they start to kill Igbo people in Kano, what will be your reaction? What will be your reaction in Switzerland?
Yeah, but we look for a way. Either we contribute or we look for
something. Let me tell you something. The amount of saboteurs and traitors we have now, some of them, you know that immediately during and after the war,
A lot of our women were impregnated by Fulani and Hausa soldiers. Are you aware of that? A lot.
I leave the one in my compound.
Exactly. And most of them, anytime you see somebody on Facebook go against what IPOB is doing, I can guarantee you 100% that Fulani Hausa knows about him. That I can assure
and
you.
And listen.
So if we go to war now to be free, to defend ourselves, to be free, the amount of saboteurs we are going to contend with will be almost 100% more than what Ujuku faced between 67 and 70. And then they were deadly. Imagine what they can do now. What we need to do is to focus on ourselves. Forget Yoruba. Forget what our WhatsApp people are doing. We focus on Biafra and carry out our strategy, our approach until we are free. Let us not concern ourselves with those people.
Director, look at what I'm for me again, just a suggestion, okay? Like everything, since you have succeeded in sensitizing us now about this.
No, do you think, I keep asking you this question, is the sensitization enough to follow me to go to war? The answer is no. Is it enough for us to go to war now?
No, it's not ordinary
referendum, they are finding it difficult because of 5,000 naira, they cannot sit in one place for 12 hours. Imagine going to war.
Director, listen. Oh no, you have to, you know, like as a leader, you have to have that patience. It's not easy. When you talk about saboteurs, anywhere there is war, there are saboteurs all over the world. It's not peculiar with France or Nigeria or whatever. But what I'm trying to suggest is that if, like, the situation now, like you said, okay, now, referendum because of 5,000, what of if we want to, okay, we have our this, but let's go through a political wing to know whether we can consolidate, because with that political wing, we can say, okay, this is the policy of our party, this is what we want to achieve. Anybody who wants to join the political party, you join, but you must follow our procedures and things like that, and our system and our manifesto.
I agree with you. In a civilized country, am I more popular than Ujugu, our head of state? I'm not up to his shoes or his stockings. I'm not up to his fingernail.
You're more popular because you are age now. You are in a modern age. You have information can easily disseminate all over the place. Bring time of Ujuku, we don't have this kind of communication.
Exactly. You're right. You're right in a way. Let me put it to you. Listen. Do you know it's a trap? They were waiting for us to make that mistake. And the Fulani INEC will decimate us. Fulani INEC will destroy us, because once we march into this political arena with them, well, that is what they are waiting for. You know what they will do? They will come to my village in Isiama Faruku and raise somebody who will contest against me, should I choose to run. You know what they will do? They will rig and they will put that person in power. Then Yoruba media will say, hey, can't you see? They are not popular. The people have rejected him. That's what they want to do. And we can't allow them to do that. That is why we are saying that a repudiation of the 1999 constitution by sitting at home as part of a referendum on the 16th of February will help them, or will help us, to withdraw the landscape of politics in the zoo and make things better. Without an equal playing field, nothing is ever going to happen. And on that note, we bring today's proceedings to a close. We bring it to a close. And hopefully we shall be here. This is our studio. It's very beautiful, actually. It's very beautiful. We shall try and make sure that we are here again next week, Saturday. Even before then, to preach this very gospel. All those questions that you have, keep bringing them. You know we are interactive all the time because we want to exchange views and ideas. If you defeat us, we will go with your views. If we defeat you, you come with us. That's what we believe in. All this tittle-tattle is meaningless and useless. We have answers for almost everything that you throw at us. Because before we take any definitive stance, we have thought about it long and hard. But let me remind you this. Sabo will never stop trying. They will keep trying all they can to discourage you. But I welcome it, because that tells me who the hardcores are and who the flimsy ones are. And since we chased them away, those criminals, have they made any headway? No. If they don't mention UNAMDECANO or IPOB, they remain irrelevant. That's how important we are.
So for them to be listened to, any nonsense you write, any video clip you make, you must mention IPOB. You must mention Nnamdi Kanu. Because without those two names, nobody will listen to you. That tells you how formidable we are. Thank you all for listening. And on behalf of our deputy here, Mazu Chemefo, and Ozoka is also here too. Do you have an announcement to make? What do you want to say? Do you have a meeting? On the 9th, there's a meeting. Is it London or the whole of UK? At the usual place. Forest Gate on the 9th. On the 9th. I think people are upset that you've not informed them that I've arrived. People are angry that our deputy has actually told them that I've arrived. You need to tell them. And can you liaise with the UK coordinator and make it a UK-wide meeting so I can address our people here? Okay? They've been sending messages. Okay. Gather them together so we can have a family meeting. Only for the hardcores, please. For hardcore, not for everybody. Coming 9th. Yeah. Yeah, let's do it on the 9th. It's possible. Okay. So I'll be there at the meeting. I'll be there at the meeting.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
So we shall be broadcasting.
Yes. We'll broadcast live from there. And I want far more difficult questions. Not questions fueled by jealousy, because they can't be yours, can they? No. We are IPOB. We lead IPOB. So I can understand the natural jealousy, but you can't be yours. Because Chukwu Kabiama asked me to come and do this job, not man. So I thank you all for listening. And of course, we shall see you next week. From me, from here, and on behalf of the deputy as well, and the entirety of IPOB family worldwide, it is good evening.
The best and the last.